Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Test. Testing.
Yep. And that'll record. Yep, that'll work too.
Okay. Testing.
Now, can you hear me? All right. Well, welcome to this meeting of the Inner West Planning Panel. The first thing I have to do is acknowledge the Gadigal and Wangal people of the Eora Nation, on whose country we are meeting today, their elders past and present. The next thing I should note is that this meeting is being recorded, so you have to be respectful of everyone when you're speaking. The council is not liable for defamation. You are. All right. The next thing is that us panel members should introduce ourselves so that you know who we are. I'm David Lloyd. I am a lawyer. I'm a QC with a practicing certificate. I'm a former judge of the Land and Environment Court. I'm a former acting judge of the Supreme Court. I'm currently an adjunct professor of law at Western Sydney University, and I chair three other local planning panels. Mr. McInerney.
My name is John McInerney, and I'm an architect and town planner and an ex-councillor of the City of Sydney.
Ian Stapleton, I'm a heritage architect of 40 years' experience. I've got some qualifications in planning law, and I'm on the local planning panels of several other councils in Sydney.
My name's Ken Hawke, and I'm the community rep on the panel. I've lived in the Inner West Council area for over 40 years, and I've worked in local government planning for nearly 40 years before my retirement.
Well, with that, I can move straight on to the first item on the agenda. This is the development at 145 Park Avenue, Ashfield. I can report that the panel inspected the property, in fact, every property, earlier in the day, and is familiar with what is proposed. We have no one down to speak to us at this panel meeting. The panel has come to a decision on this matter, and we are prepared to adopt the recommendation to approve the proposal, subject to a number of additional conditions. First of all, the panel consents to the variation to the height standard. This is paragraph A. To the floor space ratio standard. Then we are going to add a number of additional conditions going to some of the details of what is proposed. And these are now up on the screen. For example, the front fence is to be clearly marked as a timber picket fence. It is not on the plans. Next, the eastern two-storey wall of the new kitchen dining room wing is to be a blockwork wall with a rendered and painted finish. That's not shown on the plan. Details of the proposed parapet on the eastern side of the main wing are to be submitted for council's, approval. Alternatively, an amended design being submitted for a traditional 9-inch parapet with the adjoining property owner's consent. A schedule of finishes and elements for the front elevation to be retained is to be submitted. At the folding doors at the northern end of the proposed lounge, we require a transom and operable highlights. This is for ventilation. If the doors are closed, you've got no ventilation. Next, the ceiling height of the existing front living room is to be shown to be retained at the existing level. It's not shown as such on the plans. And finally, the first floor highlight windows on the western elevation are to have a minimum sill height of 1.6 metres. That's not explicitly shown on the plans. So they are the additional conditions we are imposing. So with that, the panel supports the findings contained in the assessment report and resolves that the application be approved as per the recommendation contained in that report, subject to those changes. Any questions? Thank you. All right. Well, with that, we can move on to item two. This is the proposed alterations and additions at 2 McKell Street, Birchgrove. Mr. McInerney will announce the decision in that matter. Is anyone here from that property? Yes.
You don't wish to speak? No.
No, I don't.
You're quite happy to listen. Yes, and thanks for your chauffeuring us around. Thanks. Yes, we, again, as the chairman said, we had the opportunity to look at the site and we believe that the report of the council officers covers everything that we may or may not have been concerned about. And as there are no changes that the panel considers necessary, Mr. Chairman, I just recommend, as per council's recommendation on page 66, and I won't read it out, but it's just a straightforward approval, unless you want me to read it out, but it's exactly as in the council papers.
So the formal order is the panel supports the findings contained in the assessment report and endorses the reasons for approval contained in that report.
Yes, thanks. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So we can move out on to item three. Item three is the proposed conversion of an existing warehouse to a fitness centre with restricted hours of operation and provision for parking. Now, is the adjoining owner here? Do you wish to address us? You've already spoken to us on site. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Threlfo, do you wish to speak?
Look, very briefly, we don't wish to pursue the driveway matter before you this afternoon, so we're happy with the recommendation.
Well, that's very neat. Thank you for that.
Mr. Chairman, is it appropriate for me to make a comment about your comment? You put forward a proposal earlier.
You put forward a proposal earlier, which I have looked at in some detail, and I might say personally, I thought there was a lot of merit there. But I understand that the time delay involved in going through that process is the problem, is it?
The reason I sent an email to council last week, and I got a response lunchtime yesterday, which said that that sort of median proposal would probably have to go before the traffic committee. So I think you want to be sure we'll do it as a section 96. Yeah,
good. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Mr. Hawke.
Thank you.
Here he is. Here.
The council, the panel inspected the property and the adjacent residence at 67 Pyrmont Bridge Road this morning. The panel noted that the recommendation for approval includes adherence to strict acoustic requirements and is subject to a 6-month trial of hours of operation. The panel supports the recommendation on page 132, the variation of 4.4 floor space ratio of like our local environmental plan 2013 be supported under the provisions of clause 4.6 exceptions to development standards, and that the panel as a consent authority approves the application, subject to a an additional deferred commencement condition, which is that an updated plan of management must be submitted to and approved by council that includes provisions for the dealing with residents' complaints.
All right, so that is the determination of the panel. As Mr. Hawke said, this is a trial basis for 6 months, so we'll see how it goes. Then we can move to the fourth item on the agenda. This is the development of 39 to 41 Roberts Street, St. Peter's. Now, is there anyone here who wishes to address us before we talk to the applicant's architect? If not, Mr. Wheeler?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. This is a proposal to put five townhouses onto two lots of land. As you would have seen, it's an area undergoing significant transition, as there's a very large development to happen next door. This is the, to be perfectly honest, the third design of this that we've done as a result of considerable back and forth with council officers. And I thank them for their help, because the earlier schemes were rather constrained by an awkwardness of fitting something that might match the existing fabric into an area that is going to be under new transition. And therefore, what we have designed now has less houses in it, but is much more assertively modern, and deals with the rather controversial part of dealing with the car parking, so that a couple of them can have car parking spaces in them, because it's an area in which obviously car parking is very difficult. So we note that the staff, who, as I say, have been incredibly helpful in this, have recommended for approval. My only comment on the proposed conditions is that it requires a resubmission on some materials. We're happy to do that, to provide more detail. I think that's a very good way to handle it, that condition of consent. I would note, though, that this, like many other approvals, doesn't include approval to the landscape plan and requires a resubmission of that. And I think this is becoming increasingly frustrating, because we believe the landscaping is integral to the design and has been well resolved here, and we're frustrated. If I could bring that before the panel, we're not asking for any changes, but we would in future like to work out a way in which the whole package, the landscaping and architecture, can be considered for an approval in one go. That's my only comment. Thank you, Chair.
Before you go, Mr. Stapleton has some questions.
The panel didn't have any problem with the architectural treatment of the proposal, but because of the lack of nomination of external materials, I've just got a few questions on that. The second floor, third level protrusions on the roof. What did you have in mind for the cladding of that?
BlueScope Steel now run a profile that's made by a company called Longline, which is from a distance of about 20 metres indistinguishable from zinc cladding.
So it would look like standing seam zinc.
It's a form of standing seam.
And could you just run through the remaining what you envisage the remaining finishes would be on the building externally?
To the structure, reading of depth across the frontage of it. And so we nominated a number of different rendered finishes with different colours embodied into the render for that.
Integral with the render or painted on?
No, integral with the render.
Right.
No, the requirements for these things always have some sort of permanent finish to it. And the stepping in it, both vertically and horizontally, intended to throw shadows to it. We looked at the idea of it being face brick, but we don't think there's sufficient large areas of it to warrant it being done in face brick.
Thank you very much. So the formal decision of the panel is that it supports the findings contained in the assessment report and endorses the reasons for approval contained in that report. Correct?
Yes.
And with that, I can formally conclude the meeting and thank you for your attendance.